Hello and welcome to episode 116 of the Blue Cup Tools podcast. I am Francisco Gonzalez, also known as Grunislav, and with me, as always...
Hello, I am Ben Chandler, also known as Ben304. How are you, Francisco, aka Grunislav?
I am well, Ben Chandler, aka good. Ben304.
That's me.
Yeah, I've been working diligently on my game. I've managed to finish all of my backgrounds. I am currently in the midst of doing my sprites, after which point I will move on to character close-ups, and then I will do voice editing and animation, and I've just laid out my entire plan for you for some reason.
And that's how to make a game.
And that's children. How, yeah, that's how you make a game, boys and girls, and everyone in between.
I said, you know, children is a pretty good all-inclusive group for it's, young people, I think.
Young people don't listen to our podcast. We're not like we're not hip YouTubers whose fan base are like 12 and 13 year olds. We're our fan base is like men in their 30s who grew up playing old adventure games and want to make them. If that's even our fan base, I don't even know.
You're good. I feel like you're having some moments of insecurity here.
Nah, I'm fine. I'm just not good with demographics or identifying demographics.
I can see that.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing?
I guess here. I'm well, thank you.
That's good.
I'm not going to give you a full rundown of my life story, but
that's
I'm fine.
That's fine. I don't really care.
I know. That's why I don't do it. I'm screeching into the void of apathy is pointless.
Yeah. What else? So here we are. It's our podcast. What are we going to talk about?
It is
today?
Our podcast. Well... GDC is coming. We could talk about that.
Yeah, GDC is coming up, but whatever. GDC's more fun to talk about after it's happened.
I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's
otherwise,
always,
like,
I mean, we could always do like a preliminary GDC podcast where I'm like, I sure hope this happens, and then afterwards be like, well,
that would
happened.
Be pathetic.
Yeah, it would be pathetic.
That
Let's
would,
not
that
do
would
it.
Be, that would be not entertaining, informative, or funny.
Nope. But then again, our podcast is neither of those three things, so...
Right, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just give a little quick rundown. You told me that you had finished playing a recent adventure game that came out. What did you play, and what did you think of it?
I thought we weren't doing this segment anymore, but I finished Chichel. I don't know that Chichel is probably Amanita Design's least adventure game from, like, the stuff of theirs that I've played, which is most of their stuff.
Hmm.
They've got like a few one-offs for like promotional and educational stuff that I haven't played all of. But yeah, it was really good. I always like their stuff to like varying degrees of like, you know.
Are there
I
any
would
that
say...
you absolutely hated?
No.
Okay.
But like, you know, it's mostly the puzzles vary in quality, I think. As with all game companies, like in this, Chichel was fun. It was cute. It was like I said to you before, it reminds me more of like the first Goblins game, where you're just going from room to room, solving funny puzzles, laughing at the animations and like the funny noises and stuff. That's really cute. I mean,
is it all noise based? There's no dialogue. That's usually the mark of
there's
an animated
like,
game, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like. I'm trying to think. There might be like a couple of times where you can hear them counting, I think.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, it's, you know, it's just mostly let's make funny noises and exasperated noises, you know. And like roaring.
Well, at least it saves on the VO budget.
Yeah, but they put a lot of time into like the getting the little fuzzy things to make the right funny noises, I think. I think there's probably more to it than you think.
Oh, no, I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying that they don't have to worry about, like, a fully voiced game.
Sure. But, yeah, it was really fun, and it's really clever. Like, there's times when you're like, oh, this is Tetris, but now I'm doing this. Or, there's one... There's
I was wondering, I saw you tweeted about having the Tetris theme in your head, and I was like, why would you have the Tetris theme in your head for a game like this? That seems odd.
Well, because there's a Tetris bit, and, like, after... Like, when they start the Tetris bit, they do, like, a personalized version of the Tetris theme, and then it goes off into their own thing. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
That's
so,
amazing.
Yeah. So, if you like Tetris, Space Invaders, Pac-Man, or adventure games, this is the one for you, kids!
I like all of those things. But I'm not going to play it.
I guess I do too.
Because
I never super got into Pac-Man. Like, I played Pac-Man as a kid, but I never super got into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Pac-Man in this was very different.
Hmm.
Well, no, it was probably the closest to the thing. Like, the Space Invaders one was funny and interesting and different. The Pac-Man one was fine, but, like, felt the least creative of those three. But yeah, it's really cute. I always love their stuff as, like, just a breath of fresh air in amongst, like, adventure games that like being dramatic or a very specific type of comedy. Mm-hmm. Anime designer, like, here, look at fun animations and listen to funny noises.
Right. That's good.
Which, yeah, is what my level of intellect can handle.
It's nice to have a little palate cleanser here and there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And I hadn't played a game in quite a while, so I was like, yeah. I got gifted Foxtail recently on Steam.
What's Foxtail?
Beautiful.
Okay, but what is it?
Oh, it's an adventure game. Like, okay. A low-res adventure game, which I mostly hate because it looks better than anything I've done, but whatever.
I've never heard of that, so that's... Yeah.
Well, you don't play adventure games. Why would you have...
Well, I don't play games. But yeah, I guess I don't
Yes,
know.
You do. You've been playing... What's that one in San Francisco?
Watch Dogs 2.
Watch Dogs, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't play adventure games, but I frequent adventuregamers.com, and I usually have my finger on the pulse of current adventure games. So
you don't.
Sure I do.
Do you remember that tweet of watch two dogs watch Watch Dogs 2?
Vaguely.
Oh, that was one of the best. That of Twitter greatest hits, that's up there for me.
Was that one of yours?
No, it's okay. Someone that had Watch Dogs 2 and two dogs and a camera.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any of those things. Well, I got a camera.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it was two dogs watching Watch Dogs 2 on the television.
Okay, well, good.
I just like saying watch two dogs watch dogs too.
Yeah, no, it is a good one. I agree. Anyway, let's get into
a terrible podcast so far.
I know. Well, they're all terrible. Anyway, let's get into our topic. Right. I wanted to talk about something a little different this time, because usually we talk about game design theory, and that's all well and good, but we also, I feel, need to talk about something that's also very important as a game designer and as most people who listen. Well, yes, and as a human. And as people who are presumably a fair few of our listeners are game designers that are working on their own projects, and, you know, we've hopefully provided advice on design things to do, but we also want to talk about self-care. And that's a pretty broad subject, but I think we can cover a few things. I want to start off by talking about relaxation and ways to not get overwhelmed by a project and realizing that work is something that you shouldn't be doing all the time. And I'm very much guilty of this. I mean, so we've all heard of, like, the dreaded crunch in the games industry. And usually that applies to AAA games where you have a studio where the studios are not, they don't practice the best, what's the word I'm looking for? I think they don't observe the best practices for working on games, and they have crunch mode. And, you know, you hear horror stories of employees who have to spend time away from their families and spend, you know, 14 hours a day working on games. What are you laughing about? This isn't
funny. I just thought of a terrible joke that I was like, you mean get to spend time away from their families, but that's horrible. Oh. I like my family. Don't get me wrong. I just thought that was funny. Anyway, continue. Now that I've ruined
the tone. I almost said something very mean, but I didn't.
I know.
Anyway, you hear all these horror stories, and, you know, it's you think, oh God, I would never want to work for a studio where that happens, and you rightly so for thinking that. But it's very easy as an indie. If you're just working for yourself or you're working on a very small team, excuse me, it's very easy to fall into the trap of working overworking yourself, basically, and thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm just doing this because I need to get my game done. But there is a point where you have to step back and realize that you are overworking yourself and you're going to burn yourself out by doing this. And when we were working on Shardlight, I very much realized that I was having this problem. And so one of the things that I did, which I've still tried to do now on Lamplight City, although I've had periods where I don't stick to this rule, like lately it's been happening, but I just started taking weekends because, and not even necessarily Saturday and Sunday. I would just take like 2 days off to decompress and relax and not work because I was working all day, every day, and it was just getting to be too much. So one of the important things to do as far as like, when you're working on a project is realize that you do have to take some time for yourself. And as it's very easy to feel guilty for not working on your game, especially if you're in a situation like I was where releasing the game is basically your source of income. So you think, oh God, I can't take too long on this game because the longer I take on this game, the longer I'm going without getting money for it and whatever. And that's a tough spot to be in. But you still have to realize that, working yourself to the bone is not going to help your situation because if you burn yourself out, then you're going to take even longer to release your project and it's just going to make the situation worse. So my method of dealing with this was to take weekends. You have your own method of dealing with, well, I mean, you have a good method of dealing with this. Could you talk about that a little bit, please?
Well, I was the one that urged you to take weekends off in the first
Yeah,
place.
you
And I
were.
remember at one point in Shardlight's development, I refused to talk to you on weekends because you would just talk about the game. And I was like, dude, this is the weekend. Like, I don't want to think about this because my personal philosophy is this, that you have so much capacity for work in a quality way, and then your capacity or the quality of the work that you create is limited by your energies. So I often think, like, you see people being like, oh, I'm gonna put in, yeah, I'm gonna put in a, oh, I'm gonna do 48-hour game jam, like, oh, put in this like
Which I
super
just
hard intense,
did.
right? You put in like this super hard intense thing, you're like, whoa, we did all this stuff and like I can do this much in 48 hours. But then you got to relax from that, because if you work at that pace all the time, what is life? It's kind of like, that's just so I think there's very much something to be said, about quantity of work hours versus quality of work hours. If you put in 12 hours every single day, 7 days a week, constantly, but you're only working to the capacity of what someone that's well rested and, fresh and everything like that can do in 6 hours, you're wasting 6 hours. That's pointless. And there's only so much that a person can achieve with so much energy, and then you have a break and you come back by Friday nights. I put in like 5 days. I've spent all of my creative energy. I want a break. Monday morning, because I've had those 2 days where I haven't thought about games in terms of designing them or making them, I haven't thought about any of that stuff. Monday mornings, I'm fresh, I'm ready to go. I'm hungry for it, If I come back on Saturday morning and Sunday morning and do the same thing that I did Monday to Friday and try and start again on Monday, I'm like, oh man, this isn't fresh. This is what I did the last 30 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's the old saying is a change is as good as a rest. And I really think that's true, and I'll go out and do farm work or something like that, and it still revitalizes me because it's something different.
Yeah, that was going to be the other thing I wanted you to talk about is the fact that like you when your work day is done, you go out and you do other things. Which
It's real easy to get stuck at the computer,
that happens to
especially
me all the
like
time.
I think it's important to have, I mean,
It's important to have
everyone's
other things to do and have hobbies.
everyone's yeah everyone's got their own things, I find that like the internet, there's so much internet now that I find it's like a bit of a trap, and it's easy to be like, oh, I'll just watch a YouTube thing, or I'll just read a Wikipedia article, or I'll just check the Twitter
Yeah,
happenings.
and then before you know it, it's like 3 hours
It's bedtime.
later, and you've done
Yes.
nothing.
So when I finish work, unless I have to catch up with somebody, like, you know, if I've got something to talk discuss with Dave or something like that. When I finish work, I put down my pen and I shut off my computer and I go away from the computer. And I there's a few things I like to do depending on like the weather. If it's nice weather, I'll go outside. If you've got a dumb pet that can make you laugh, that's the best. Dumb pets are the best. I love, you know.
Well, you've got several.
Right, so like, or if you've got, you know, something that you can achieve, you know, if you've got a fence that, well, I'm going to be the only one listening to this podcast that has a fence fixing. Let's
Not
face that. But, you know,
necessarily. Don't underestimate our listeners. We might have some
our rural listener
have
base. But yeah,
some that have a fence that needs mending.
if you've got a fence that needs mending, that could be 30 minutes of your time that you'll focus on that task. One I really like is cooking. I can spend like 2 hours in the kitchen, you know,
Ugh.
because I when I cook, I'm quite methodical and I do it in very much a specific order. You know, I always hone my knife on the steel before I start and, you know, wash my hands a particular way and, you know,
That's
lay
called
out all the
OCD,
ingredients.
my friend.
No, it's not.
All
Don't trivialize disorders.
right, I won't. Fine.
And you know, and I lay out the ingredients I'm going to use and everything like that. I'm the same when I wash dishes. When I wash the dishes, I lay everything out in order that I'm going to
Wow.
wash them and group them by type,
Wow.
you know.
That's
And
impressive.
yeah, that's like that takes up all of my focus and the stuff that I've been thinking about since, you know, I got up that morning is gone from my head and I'm like I'm putting my energy towards something else so that when I come back to that other stuff, it feels fresh and new, which is pretty important to me. So I think, like, also you get a greater appreciation. Like, it's so easy to waste time on a computer, like, really easy. And, like, Facebook's a big one. That's why one of the reasons I stopped using Facebook is just because, oh, you get on there and it's just
Yeah, it's a waste. It's a time sink.
endless.
It's
You know, go for a walk. I realize not everyone's got the weather that they can go for a walk. I get that. But if the weather's bad, I'll pick up a book. And a book absorbs me pretty well. So, you know, reading books is, well, you know, I like reading books.
I try reading books,
But
but I
yeah.
tend to fall asleep. But that's also because I think I picked the wrong times to read books, which
I
is.
also think the fact that you lay down in bed to read a book.
Yeah, well, I read books at bedtime, so.
Right. So, you know, when I read books, I generally don't tend to read books at bedtime. Every now and then I do, but usually before bed, like the 30 minutes before bed, I'll be doing other stuff than reading a book. You know, usually YouTube.
Watching your
But
stories.
watching my YouTubes. But yeah, and I also like to get involved in stuff. You know, I recently helped out at an event and I have a band that I go and play music with and stuff like that. You know, if you can do stuff at a community event, I recently went and had to do technical support at a movie night thing. That was interesting
Oh,
that I
really?
did on screen. Yeah, so that was, you know, and that's like that gets you away from what you're doing
Yeah, sure.
and gives you
Well, I mean, it
something else to.
comes down to having hobbies. I've been
Yeah.
complaining recently that I've realized that my main hobby used to be game design, and now that it's my career, I don't really have any hobbies outside of that.
So when
But,
you're in high school, what did you do after school? Like, what was your list of stuff that you did other than homework? Because who does homework?
I didn't do homework. What did I do? I would come home from high school, I'd watch TV, I'd take a nap, I'd wake up, I'd watch more TV, and then I'd like take a shower and do my homework, I guess, and then eat dinner, and that was
I'm
about
beginning to
it.
see the problem here.
Yeah,
But
because I
yeah.
couldn't play video games during the week. I could only play video games on the weekends.
Right. But
So.
yeah, like, see, I guess some of it's the fact that I grew up on a farm, but like when I got home from school every single day, I'd walk a mile from the bus stop home, which was like a good way to relax. I mean, I usually read my book on
Yeah,
the
I used to have to
bus or
walk
this.
a bit to the bus, not a mile, but I used to have to,
But yeah, that mile walk used to like clear my brain and like, you know, I like walking and it gives you things to do. But yeah, I'd get home, I'd put down my school bag, have a snack, and then I'd go back out and like do stuff because I had like, you know, and when I was in high school, I remember like I used to go skateboarding with my friends. I was, doing farm stuff with my dad. I was learning to play guitar. I was reading lots of books. I had lots of stuff
You were
that
listening to
took up.
Hoobastank.
I was not listening to Hoobastank. You know I was not.
I
But
just wanted
yeah,
to
and
bring up
like
Hoobastank.
I was making mixed CDs for my friend, like burning mixed CDs for my friends that did listen to Hoobastank so that they could
Okay.
stop listening to Hoobastank, if
See,
that helps.
when I was in high school, we didn't have high-speed internet, so I couldn't download
I didn't
songs or
either.
burn
I didn't
CDs.
either. I used to borrow everyone's CDs collection and
Oh,
rip them to my computer.
okay.
Yeah, I did not. Are you kidding me? I still don't have high
That's
speeds.
true, you don't. Good point.
But yeah, no, I was on 56K dial-up. That would be like 2 kilobytes a second.
Right.
I remember when I downloaded the second Apprentice game.
Oh yeah.
I was, you know, I was,
Well, I
I
wasn't
was,
downloading AGS games yet in high school.
I was. Well, this was, I think, just after high school for me. But yeah, I was
Yeah.
like, I set the thing downloading, and I was like, please, internet, hold on for 4 hours, please.
No.
But yeah, so like, I had all that stuff, and I guess now in my life still I have stuff that I'm like, oh, I gotta go out and do this, or I, go visit my grandma or go visit someone I know, play
Sure.
with my funny little nephews that always make me laugh because they're always a good time. Kids are like, kids, you know this about me, kids are like the funniest people to me.
Yeah.
Nothing. What's really sad to me is when I visit someone with kids and the dad or the mum is trying to be funnier than the kids, and there's no way they can because kids are the funniest people in the world to me. Because kids are just, kids don't care. Like, kids will do anything. They don't have any shame. They'll like sing, they'll dance. If you're like, let's pretend we're this idiot sort of thing, they're like, yay. Whereas the parents are like, oh,
Yeah.
why is Ben here again annoying us?
That's
So
always
yeah,
a good
like,
thing.
yeah, I find that just getting away from it all, and it's because there's so many different things to do on a computer, you'll think, oh, I'll stay on a computer and I'll do this thing and this thing and this thing, and then you're on Twitter
Yeah.
and that's what you've done, and you're like, oh, well,
Yeah.
now I'm depressed because it's bedtime and what I did was Twitter.
And all I have to do is wake up to go to sleep, and when I wake up tomorrow, I'm just going to sit back here and start the cycle all over again.
Yeah, there must be at least one Vine compilation I haven't watched. Let's do it.
Oh God, Vine compilations, really?
Well, whatever does your thing,
Ugh.
whatever it is that does it for you.
Well, it's certainly not that. But if that's what does it for you, then to each their own. I don't mean
But
you,
yeah,
I
so
mean like our listeners.
I know. But yeah, in terms of self-care,
Yeah.
I think it's very important to also try and learn when you're getting burnt out, or for me it's irritable. I get irritable and I'm so I just stop
No.
so I just stop
Really?
talk so I just stop talking to people, If I get irritable, I'm like, well, if I talk to them, I'm gonna be an asshole, so I'll just stop talking.
I like the way you say irritable.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you like it. That's good.
Irritable.
But yeah, like,
Yes, anyway.
if you feel yourself, like, if I find if I've pushed myself too hard, like around Christmas time, like, well, exactly Christmas time this year, I had pushed myself pretty hard, both with work and study, because I'm at the end of one project and I'm trying to get it up. I was trying to get everything finished up and I was looking to the next project and I'm trying to skill up for that, and I'm doing family stuff because it's Christmas time and you're expected to do family, not you're expected, but I also like my family, so And I'm trying to organize it so my grandma can go away. So I'm like doing all this stuff, and it was just constant, 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 constant doing everything. By like about 2 days before I was going away for a couple of days for Christmas, I was just annoyed at everything, and I was like, oh, I've pushed myself too far. This is not good. So then it was Christmas time, and because I live in Australia, specifically Western Australia, where it's always hot, I was like, well, I went away to see like a whole bunch of my family and like went swimming and went to the beach basically because it's Australia. And I was there for like 2.5 days, and that just fixed 2 months of just absolute pushing.
Yeah, that's
Was
good.
it just takes like that tiny little bit of time to reset and then you're right. But I mean, also like I
Well, also a
think
bit of
it's
sunshine is always helps.
yeah,
I
I
find
feel sorry for
personally.
people. I feel sorry for people that can't get sunshine. But like,
Yeah.
I also want to clarify that you and I have pretty easy lives, you
Yeah.
know, like
Yeah.
we don't have kids to look after, we don't
Right.
have like frail people to care for. It's like, you know, I don't want to say easy to like discredit whatever hard work it takes to get the job done. But like when we turn off and like if we like I'm going away for 2 days, there's no one that's like, oh, now I don't get to eat because
Right.
Francisco's gone.
Right.
You know. I just put extra food out for my cat and that's it. Like it's not hard, you know? So I think we're particularly lucky in that. Like if we need to pick up and go, it can happen literally right now. We could stop this podcast and go and be like, whatever, you
Yeah,
know.
right.
So I think we're pretty lucky in
Yeah.
that regards that we're still in a position where that's feasible.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm really getting off topic here. I don't know
No, not really.
whether.
It sticks to topic. I was gonna go, the next thing I was gonna go to was just health-wise, like, because obviously sitting in a computer all day can have a detrimental effect on your health, especially if
Yeah,
you,
you want to stretch your legs.
yeah, you want to get up and stretch your legs, maybe do more than just stretch your legs, you know,
Well, I mean,
exercise regularly and try and move
to
around a
me,
little bit.
stretch your legs. To me, stretch your leg means go for a walk. That's a
Okay, well.
colloquialism that may be particular to this area, but yeah.
Perhaps, but yeah, and you know, like you said, if you don't have access to places to walk, you know, you can always go to your local treadmill place. What are those called?
Dude.
Gyms.
Have no idea, dude. I'm a indie game developer. What do I know about gyms?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a faction, but there's definitely a group of indie developers out there that are like, or I've
Gym.
seen the hashtag. Well, not even just gym, but like, you know, like fit devs or stuff. But you know, developers who realize that, you know, you're sitting at a computer all day, it's not good for you to do that and not get any exercise. So, you know, do something more than just sit at your computer all
Stand
day.
up, right, stand up, walk away, achieve something. For me,
Right.
I find exercise always feels kind of pointless because if I put in 30 minutes exercising, I'm like, well, there's a fence that I should have fixed. You know, so I live in
Well,
like an.
you live in a place in a situation where you can, you know, you have stuff you can
Go
do.
somewhere,
And
yeah.
right, like if you fix a fence, you're getting an aerobic, you know, you're getting your aerobic exercise in by fixing the fence, you know.
Especially when I fix it via lunges.
I thought you were going to say when you fix it violently.
Well,
Damn you, fence!
sometimes fixing a fence is violent. Those things are under high tension, man.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But yeah, so like,
Yeah.
find a thing that like, if I know one guy that's like, oh, you know, working out feels so pointless to me. But if I scrub my whole apartment, then I'm getting a workout. So
Right.
if you find
Yeah, that's
a thing that
fine.
works for you,
Sure.
you know, then
Yeah.
yeah, go for it.
Exactly. And I mean, that also balances into, you know, eating a proper diet. Just don't sit at your computer eating Doritos and
Oh,
Mountain
bro.
Dew all day, because that's
And
not good either.
eat some vegetables. Like I, you know this about me. I feel terrible if I go for a while without eating vegetables and fruit. Like I feel genuinely wrong. Like I feel lethargic and just low in spirits.
And then
So
you
yeah,
eat
I
your
always.
spinach and go, ak,
That's me.
ak, ak, ak,
Yeah. So
ak.
I mean, I guess everyone's different in that regards.
Yes,
But if,
I'm
you
the
know, if
opposite.
I.
I don't eat vegetables, and I mean, I'll eat them occasionally, but I'm like, eh, vegetables, whatever. But
Yeah,
then
no, that's.
don't look to me for like good dieting tips, because I've got a pretty shitty diet. But whatever. I'm still alive, and my cholesterol was fine the last time I checked it a few years ago.
A couple of decades ago.
Nah, not decades, but man, I really should go to the doctor and get a checkup at some
Isn't
point.
like $6,000 for a checkup where you live?
Yeah, pretty much. I should probably get health insurance.
Yeah, well,
But
on an indie adventure game budget? Come on,
yeah,
dude.
good luck.
I like having hopes and dreams too, but there's a point where you're just getting.
Oh, that's just depressing now.
Well, sorry. But
It's
yeah,
okay.
so I think like the biggest one I know is like if I'm working as a roadie at an event, you've got 2 or 3 days, usually 3 days worth of like gig food. Ugh.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Well, I went
hot dogs
to,
and just chips
yeah,
and just
I went
shit.
to a game jam. I did a 48-hour game jam this past weekend, and they actually fed us really well. They were very kind. And the cool thing was that they didn't feed us like junk food. They actually had pretty healthy options. Like the first night they served us dinner and they had, it was lasagna basically, but they had like veggie lasagna, regular meat lasagna. They had vegan options.
Right.
And salad. And like the next day for breakfast, they had like, I think they had French toast, but they also had fruit and they also had other stuff. And for lunch, they had sandwiches, choices of sandwiches. Like they had roast beef and cheddar, they had veggie sandwiches, they had. So it wasn't like pizza and Mountain Dew for
Have
every
you
meal.
become a corporate drone for Facebook?
I never said, did I mention where this game jam was? No.
No, but
You
you're
just
building it up
did.
like it was some, but you're building it up like it's something wonderful.
No, I'm just trying to point out that they fed us
No, I know. I'm
decent
just
food.
I'm making fun of your
Don't be so
lifestyle.
cynical.
But yeah, I think like I mean, I feel like
Listen,
most
I
of the
got
stuff
paid for
goes
the
without
game
saying.
jam, okay? That was the main reason I did
I
it.
know.
I'm a whore.
I feel like most of the stuff goes without saying, but
Yeah.
I guess there's some stuff like that I had to work out like
No pun
the hard
intended.
way.
Ha
Like,
ha.
I think everybody knows that you got to have a good diet and everybody knows that you got to exercise, but it's the periods where you go without and you go without enough sleep that you're like, oh, this is why.
See,
You
it's
know, and
funny.
that's.
It's actually interesting. Like, so you say that if you go for a certain amount of time without eating vegetables, you feel wrong and you feel just like weird. So I don't eat vegetables, but I do try and exercise regularly. Like I have my little bench and dumbbells and pull-up bar that I have here in my apartment, so I don't have to go to the gym and socialize with people or have to deal with other people's sweat.
Heavens forbid.
Ugh. I don't like the gym environment. I never have. But like, I try and work out at least, 4 or 5 times a week, and if I go
Once a
for
century, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But if I go for more than like a week or two without doing anything, I feel like, oh my God, I'm dying. So at least
Yeah, like.
there's some motivation to go to do that. Because sometimes things happen and like you get out of whack and you get out of schedule and you go away or something. I went away last week for a couple of days and wasn't really. I mean, I was like walking around and stuff, but I wasn't really like doing anything. And like next week's GDC or GDC's in a couple of weeks, so that's gonna be a thing. So yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I think everyone's got
Yeah.
their thing that their stuff that works for them and the stuff that doesn't work for them. Like, I guess the main thing is just pay attention to yourself. Like, but yeah, and like again, this all seems like the most simple, like banal, I guess. Banal, not benign. Banal stuff. But I guess, like I said,
It's
the
easy to forget,
like,
though. That's
yeah, that's the thing.
the thing.
And like I have like I used to have a really messy desk, and now like Friday, the last thing I'll do on a Friday is just look at my desk and be like, does this need tidying up?
Yeah.
And most of the time now that answer's no, because I keep it pretty tidy. But like that means when I get to work on Monday morning, and when I say get to work, I mean sit at my desk.
Right.
That's right,
When
yeah.
you get out of your bed and you take the 3 steps to the office, like I
Yeah,
do.
then I've got a fresh start, you know. And I think that's the other thing is the fact that like, you know, the desk is right there. That's why picking up a book is good for me because Dave will send me an email or, you know, Janet will send me an email. So I read it. One of the worst things that I do, this is the worst habit I have of everything, is check Skype and emails before I go to bed. It's the
Oh.
dumbest thing I do, and I don't know why I do it
My bad
because
habit is that I sit down and I read my emails and check Skype and Twitter and everything before I have breakfast.
Right. Yeah, I do that too. But
Yeah.
I do I my excuse for that is that if I want to catch Dave, then I got to do it at a time when
Right.
he's still around.
Right.
But yeah, if I read my emails or like my Skype before I like go to bed and someone's like, "Oh, hey, you need to change that." Then I'm in my bed sitting there going, oh shit, I gotta change that.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so that's like running around my head, like, oh, I gotta fix that. How am I gonna fix it? How's that gonna work?
Yeah, that's
That's
not
not
good.
a restful state of mind.
No, it's not.
That's anything but. So
Yep.
yeah, that's like one of the pitfalls of like working from home is
Yeah.
that like you don't get that unwinding forced upon you. You have to ensure it yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, and like I
Well,
said, you're more productive if you get a good night's sleep, come back in the morning, and then like, right, now I have the energy, the facility, and have a lot of this time with which to solve this problem. Let's
Yeah.
solve the problem rather than sitting there thinking about it, which really is very rarely a way to come across a solution, laying
Yeah.
in bed going, oh, I got to do that.
Yeah. I mean, one solution too to be able to, I mean, if you have this ability, because obviously not everyone does, like you don't, but like, you know, to get up and get away and work somewhere else, work remotely, work at a cafe or something. But of course, it depends on where you are in your project and what you're doing and stuff. Like, if you need a quiet environment, then maybe working at a cafe is not the best option. But like, you know, if...
I honestly gotta say that I think the idea of working at a cafe is a bit romanticized.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I mean, I rely on a good screen, and working in a cafe is never the right lighting setup for me,
Right, but
ever.
I mean, if it's like something where you were writing and you could write on a paper or something, or you didn't
Oh,
need the
sure, yeah.
screen, you know, just for a
Right.
change of scenery.
But I also think that, like, I think that people have this like big thing of like, I take my laptop and I'll like do the thing in the park. My laptop, my laptop,
Yeah.
and I'll do my thing in the park and it'll be amazing. It'll be this cool thing and I've got this freedom now. I'm like, yeah, that's great, but why not just go to the park,
Yeah.
de-stress, then come back to your productive work environment and then do the thing.
That was what I used to think when I first moved here. I was like, yeah, I can take my laptop to Central Park. It'll be so cool. You want to guess how
That's
many
such
times
a
I've
long way to
taken my
go.
laptop to Central Park?
That's such a long way to go.
Yeah, I know.
It's
So,
I yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's easy to like romanticize that
Yeah,
style
definitely.
of life, but it's just that's not, I mean, I guess it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I know that like yeah, but for me like sitting by myself with my music going, drawing away is the best way for me to work. And I think it's like at first I was like, oh, working on a laptop somewhere else would be so cool. It's not, it's terrible.
It's
I'm
really
like, why
not.
am
I
I
hate working on my
why am I
laptop.
at the beach? Like, why am
Yeah.
I near the beach doing computer stuff when I
Yeah.
could be swimming in the cool waves?
Nude.
Well, however you like to swim.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, yeah. And plus, I hate working on my laptop when I'm doing art stuff because the contrast is always off when I like open it on
Yeah.
my
Oh man, especially
desktop.
your laptop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah, there's like there's that stuff to consider. You know. And I just find like being around that sort of environment is really distracting for me. What else can I complain about? But yeah, and I want to
Yeah.
say this also. The way that you handle yourselves online is also important. I said this a million times to you, and I've said this like a million times, I think, elsewhere. And it's probably not a million times, but hyperbole is a thing. When you've got a game that you're making or have made, and people talk about it,
Oh yeah,
don't
right. Don't.
become a slave to the comments.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing.
Don't spend
Yes.
your whole life refreshing the article on Rock, Paper, Shotgun. Because I'm sure everybody's different, but here's the thing for me. If someone writes a nice thing about my game, I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I forget about it. I stop
Yeah.
thinking about it immediately. I'm like, all right, back to work. That's cool. You know, I wonder what book I'm going to read this weekend. You know, if somebody, if in that, and there's like 7,000 nice comments, which there never are, but just
No, yeah.
bear with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know where this is going.
I know
There'll be
exactly
like
where it's
set.
going because I'm exactly on the same page as you.
There'll be like 7,000 nice comments, and you're like, oh, cool, that's nice, whatever. Which I get very little from nice comments. I honestly get nothing from that. My joy comes from the work itself, r very rarely the comments. And then there'll be one guy like, oh, this is shit. And that's the rest of your year ruined because one angry guy had an opinion. So don't do that. So I just like, well, screw the comments. What do I need comment section for? Like, yeah, people have got opinions, but most of the time, if I'm looking for an opinion on something and I'm looking for feedback, I'll do it when I'm in a state of mind that's receptive to feedback, which is a specific state of mind, and I'll ask someone whose opinion I trust. It's that simple. You know, if you have just if you're just letting yourself be barraged constantly by someone that's never going to think about your game ever again, their whole dedication of their life to your game is 7 seconds that it takes to type out this sucks with an X, not even CKS. Then that's just stupid. That's like you're letting that overpower like all this effort that you put into a game. Yeah, it's totally important to get feedback on a game. Absolutely important to get feedback, but it takes a certain mind state to be like, right, I'm opening this up for beta. Have at it. Do your worst. I'm listening. And then after that, you know, I think, well, I try and limit myself to reading reviews for the first week after release. By that point, I usually know what I did wrong. After that, anything else is just, that's just, you know, self-flagellation of the brain. You're just letting yourself be punished because, you know, oh, this sucks. And yeah, so I think like the way that you handle yourself online and like getting into arguments. I remember, I think it was with the Golden Wake, there was like some guy that put some comment on Steam. It was like, oh, this game sucks or whatever like that. And you're like arguing with this guy.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I felt I needed to engage because I felt like he was misrepresenting, he was making patently false statements, but in the end it really
It's the
doesn't matter.
internet, dude.
Yeah, I
It's the
know.
internet. And then what happens then is you get a reputation as being the guy that's like, no, I didn't. And it's like,
Yeah,
ah,
yeah.
no one likes that guy.
Yeah.
No one wants to deal with a developer that like, because you make yourself look worse to the people that do like your game.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen developers that I really like and I like their games respond in ways that makes me think like, oh, dude, don't do that. I like you and I like your games, but that post sucks just because someone had an opinion. Like someone posted something that wasn't correct. Well, whatever. Who cares? Let it go. What does it matter? Someone said, I've said so many dumb
It's
things on the
easy to
internet.
get defensive, especially in my case. It was my first released game, and you know, I wanted people to like it. And if someone comes up and starts saying stuff that's like completely not true about the game, then I'm like, you know, it's your baby. It's your first. You know, it's like if you send your kid off to school and the teacher comes back with like, the teacher sends a note saying, your kid was beating people up and your kid didn't beat anybody up.
Yeah, but it's a comment
That's
on
a
the internet, it's
terrible
not a feedback.
analogy, but
It
yeah.
really is. But yeah, like, and the other thing for me is like a few years later, you'll look at it and go, oh shit, they were right. Well, don't I feel
Well, not
foolish?
in this case
Not in
because.
that case. But you know what I mean? Like,
But
there'll be a
yeah.
time when you'll be like, oh, I don't agree with that person at all. You know, I
Yeah.
worked really hard on that. And then years later, you'll be like,
Well, I mean, it's
they were
one
right,
thing
it
if they're
sucks.
criticizing something, and it's another thing if they're saying something that's completely. Yeah,
Anyway.
anyway.
I didn't mean to bring up old difficult memories
It's
for you.
fine. I had actually forgotten about that until you brought it up, so thanks for
I've
that.
ruined your life.
Yeah, you
Don't do
have.
podcasts.
No.
Self-care.
Yeah,
I had
exactly.
another thing that I was going to talk about, but your self-defensiveness made me forget about
I'm
it. I'm trying
sorry.
to remember what it was.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say,
Oh, jeez, what was it?
well, while you think about it, I was just gonna say, as a very quickly thing, follow-up to your don't read the comments thing. I was gonna say that another thing that you can do to sort of just not freak yourself out about game development is find friends that don't talk about game development.
Oh yeah. I
yeah.
very rarely talk about game development,
Yeah,
actually.
see, you're lucky. I most of my friends are game developers. But when we get together, we don't usually talk about game development, which is nice. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to Mittens at the AGS meetup, no one ever really talks about AGS, which is great.
Right.
Some people who go for the first time, they're like, "Oh my God, all we're gonna do is talk about AGS," and sometimes they get it. Yeah, no one wants to do that. No one wants to do
I think
that.
it's I think it's interesting too, because I see a lot of game design people that travel specifically to go to GDC and conferences and stuff like that. I'm like, oh man, all the reasons you could travel, you want to go and talk about games? Come on, dude. Like, there's a whole rich, vibrant world out there, and you're gonna sit in a big place with other smelly people and be like, yay, games, get a life. Seriously. So I don't mean to be down on conferences, but you know, I do think that that's a, I think that's another
I
thing
think
that
that
like.
overloading yourself on conferences is also another way to like forget to destroy your psyche. Because I mean, I
Yeah.
hear people, I was just talking to a guy yesterday that was like, he's going to GDC, he's then going to PAX, which is like a week later, then he's going to another conference in April, that in North Carolina, then he's going to another conference. And I'm like, oh, well, he was also going to a wedding. But I was like, man, that's a lot of travel in a short amount of time to basically do the same thing and get stressed out again. And yeah, I
I
mean, if you
also
can
think.
handle it, great, but some conferences, well, every conference is different. Like, you know, GDC,
Maybe that's why he's going to all of
maybe. But like GDC is really the only big conference I go to, and I've never found it to be overwhelming or anything, but that's because I don't go with the intent. Like, usually every year is a little bit different. Last year was, I was a speaker for the first time, and it was actually nice and relaxing, and like I got to go to talks and I got to eat free bagels most of the day because I could, you know, when on my downtime I could go to the speaker's lounge and take advantage of the free food. This year is a little different because I'm just going on an expo pass, but I'm also exhibiting, so I'm gonna have to be at the booth every now and then, and I'm gonna have to, like, you know, do interviews and stuff. I feel like I'm humble bragging, but it's not my intent to. But my point of this is that, you know, it's this year I'm gonna be doing some work, and so it's gonna be slightly more effort than other years in the past. And but GDC in general is, it can be a pretty relaxed conference. It can be pretty hectic too, but it's usually the feel of it is generally pretty, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it's like a 6 as far as like intensity. Whereas PAX, from what I've heard, is like a 10. I've never been to PAX, but everyone I've
Well, the
heard has gone. It's like it's super intense, it's super busy, there's always a bunch of ton of people, it's super exhausting, and that's fine, like if that's what you're into, but I just couldn't imagine going to PAX right after coming from GDC, or like, I don't know.
I think also this is an interesting thing that I'd never heard of, but I heard about it. Well, I'd never heard of until I heard about it last year, which was FOMO, or fear of
Oh yeah,
missing out.
FOMO, yeah. That's a
Which is
thing.
really interesting, and I think social media probably makes this bigger, because you have people like, "Oh, I'm going to PAX and it's going to be so amazing," or "I'm going to GDC and it's going to be so amazing." It's, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be fine, but don't let yourself be tricked into like thinking like, "Oh, I have to do that too."
Yeah, don't hype things. I think it's really easy for when you go to those sorts of things for the first time to hype it up so much, like in your own mind, like, oh my God, this is gonna be the best thing ever. It can be, but don't
It
expect it
probably
to
won't
be.
be, and don't expect it to be, yeah.
And if it
And like,
isn't,
just.
then, you know, you're gonna be disappointed. But that's the thing too. Like, you know, one of the worst things, I always, like, I know a lot of people who are going to GDC for the first time this year, and I've been get like a few people locally, I've gotten together with them and kind of tried to give them some tips and some advice on what to do and what to get out of GDC. And one of the things we talked about that I thought was funny, because it's totally a thing that happens, it's true, and I've done it, and I feel terrible having done it, and I try to make a conscious effort not to do it, is that, you know, sometimes you'll be at a party at GDC, or you'll be in a social situation at GDC, and you'll be in a conversation with someone, and you're having a conversation with someone, but in the back of your mind, like, oh, I wonder if anyone else interesting is here. And you kind of do like this scan of the room. It sounds so much worse when you say it.
That's horrible.
I know. But like, and it is horrible because you're basically saying to the person that you're talking to, you're not interesting enough to keep my full attention. So like, you, there's this sort of like scan the room thing that you do. And it's really shitty and you shouldn't do it. I mean, but I also feel like we're getting off topic here.
Yeah, we're meant to be talking about self-care. Interesting, you said something to me recently that made me kind of smile, where you're like, oh man, all I ever seem to talk about is games.
Yeah.
And then we went to talk about something else, and halfway through it, you're like, oh, that's like in this game. And you're like, oh no, I'm doing it again.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it is. I know people that just literally just talk about games. And I think that's like, if you're always talking about it and that's your only interest, mm-hmm. if you don't have like books or films or farm work, in my case, you know. it's funny because like people assume that I'm all games and I'm all thing. And I was at a rodeo recently and a guy was like, he knew that I was a software guy. And he was asking me how a particular thing worked, and I was trying to explain it to him in, like, very brief terms. And he was like, oh, there's no point saying that. You might as well talk about, like, it might as well be me talking about cows to you. And I was like, oh, well, I'm used to Murray Gray's cross with Dexter's. So I'm like, you know, I'm not just a software guy. Like, I have enough experience in other things. But I also think that that gives you more avenues to talk to people about, is having those interests.
Yeah, sure.
You know. And I think having that life experience is also something that you can bring to your work later mm-hmm. on when it's back to work time. You're like, oh man, I don't have any ideas. Well, go outside. Stuff will happen. Some of my favorite ideas ever came to me while I was working in a shearing team near sheep. I'd be like there all day because you're there for like 12 hours of the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, plus an hour's commute.
Right.
By the time you get home, that's 13 hours that your brain's been like, like working your way through this idea or that idea. By the time I got home, I was like, oh man, I got a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Good. So, yeah. So self-care in terms of like getting out and doing stuff. And also I want to say this, and this is a weird thing to say, so I'm trying to figure out how to say it, but I think it is important, is like, it's easy to romanticize the idea of quitting your job
and
your drink job.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, like, I love doing this. Yeah. And, you know, this is really, really, really good. But, you know, if I had to get another job, I'd get another job. Like, I enjoyed every job I've ever had to some extent. You know, mm-hmm. there were times when every job frustrated me. And there's times when, you know, I was like, oh, man, I'm wasting my time here. I wish I was doing this. But every job I've had has taught me something and had worth. And I realize that that's different for everybody. You know, I'm lucky in that I'm physically able and, you know, I guess I handle stress better than some people would handle stress. So that makes me, you know, I don't want to like belittle the fact that some people physically can't work or mentally struggle with it or emotionally struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be like, oh man, that's the job that I want to do forever. You know, for example, I had a little cousin. I still have.
I was going to say, this is going to be a very tragic story, isn't it?
Yeah. And he died and it was cool.
Oh dear.
No, I have a little cousin that loved playing games. He still loves playing games. Uh-huh. And it was like his favorite thing ever.
I just sent you a picture to make you... Anyway, please continue your story.
And he was like, you know, I want to make games. That's the thing I want to do. And mm-hmm. Ben makes games. Mm-hmm. So I want to also make games like Ben does. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, when I saw him, I'd show him stuff and tell him stuff and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a family gathering one time and someone was like, I don't even know what Ben does. And this guy was like, oh, he's got the best job in the world. And I was like, hang on a minute. You don't know anything about what I do.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's other stuff that you'd enjoy more. And when he started trying to make games, he gave up really, really quick because he's like, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is really hard. It's not playing Minecraft all day,
no.
building a city right. or a castle or whatever. This is hard.
Yeah.
And like, he quit so quickly. And I was like, it turns out it's not the best job in the world for you.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's important to have like that thing. It's like people that study a thing at university because that's what they think they want to be. And also, there's a very big difference making games for yourself or your buddies and making games for a
The
publisher
world.
or for a client base, like a customer base. It's very, very different. And like one of my biggest hurdles to overcome was going from drawing stuff for myself to drawing to a designer's directions. That was really hard for me. And I still struggle with that, you
Well,
know.
yeah, I mean, we've talked about with Shardlight how I had to get accustomed to working on a team. And when I did this game jam recently, I was like, yeah, I definitely cannot. I'm not good at working on teams. Like,
Right.
I mean,
It's
it depends on the team, obviously, you know. But with this
sure.
particular, my main frustration, also take into account, you know, it was a game jam, so obviously it's only 48 hours and it's a very compressed experience. But my main frustration, I guess, was the fact that we didn't really lay out roles very
Oh, that's a mistake.
we didn't I mean we laid out roles, but we didn't lay out roles very
Didn't
specifically.
set expectations.
Yeah, so like it was five people on the team. Three people were doing programming. One person was doing some of the art. I did some of the art and the sound design. Most of my art ended up not being used. So I was like, well, I mean, I did it, whatever. And we ended up with a non-working game. So I was like, I feel like if we had had more specific roles that we had stuck to, we might have been able to get a little bit more done. But
Right.
yeah, so like and the other thing too is like, you know, some people on the team were maybe a little bit more distracted than others and like would go off and talk to people and like not work. And I'm just like, okay, well, so you know, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I don't think that comes under self-care, but I know what you're saying is like it might seem like it's going to be really cool and it cannot be really cool at all.
Like people have different work ethics. People have different ideas of what they do and that sort of thing.
Sure,
So, yeah.
absolutely. And that's totally normal and that's just part of working the team. I think the
Right.
biggest thing, like I think the biggest thing that taught me that stuff was not actually working in teams, but playing in a band. Because playing in a band, there's not like it's not like you all rock up and you're gonna get a paycheck at the end of the week. That's it's not like that at all. It's hours and hours and hours and hours of practice. And then you're like, oh yeah, we got paid. Now let's do that all again. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, it's what's a good way of putting it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that like sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation where you're just like, let's just get through this. You know, get the work done.
Another thing that seems very obvious too. Going back to what we were talking about as far as like food and stuff, in addition to, you know, having a healthy, more or less healthy diet, don't forget to eat. Make sure to eat three square meals a day, 'cause it can be pretty easy to forget to eat. I
I want
know.
some. I once freaked my grandma right out by I was in the middle of like of a dumb crunch period, I guess is the best way to
Well,
put it.
all crunch periods are dumb.
Right, and I hadn't been eating and I hadn't been sleeping. I'd just been like push, 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 push. And then my grandma needed me. I think she needed me to fix something or something. So I went down there and I fixed the thing and I was just chatting to her. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go home and like get some rest. And I just passed out like on the floor. And she freaked out. She's like, oh my God, is the thing. And I'm just like, no, it's not a health thing. I've just been really, really stupid. Like, yeah. So, like, you know, and I didn't even feel it like happening until that happened. And I was like, oh, Jesus,
Yeah, that's not
this is
good.
bad. So, you know, there's like, that can sneak up on you. Don't do that. Don't be me. Be smart. Yeah.
Well, good. I think we've had a nice little chat
I
about
guess.
self-care.
I feel like that this was, I say this all the time. I don't know why I always say this, but I feel like this was a hard topic to to do in any way of significance. But, you know, I think just because there's probably, I always feel like there's someone smarter, surely that's done this in a way that I can't do it justice, you know, but whatever. I hope we help someone. And if not, maybe we just reminded like you or ourselves or whatever that like there's more to life than making games. Go out there and enjoy the world a bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Watch your cat do something dumb. It's the funniest thing in the world. That was a cool picture.
Well, you know who that is.
Anyway,
all right.
Yeah, it's game making games is really rewarding
mm-hmm.
and really satisfying and is challenging and inspiring like few other things, and it's also not the only thing. Mm-hmm. There's way more to life than that.
Yeah.
And you know, and I say this all the time. Like, if this is it, if Unavowed is the last game I get to make because of whatever reason, like, it's been good, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If I lose my hands tomorrow, I'll be sad, but I'll be like, you know, there's other stuff I can do with my time.
Sure.
You know, not to belittle the plight of people that have lost their hands.
Well, yeah.
That's absolutely not my intent. But I'm just saying that, like, you know, if I lose my ability to do this tomorrow for whatever reason, I'll be like, well, that was cool. I really enjoyed that. What's next?
Hmm.
You know, maybe I wouldn't be so blasé about it. But what I'm saying is that there's other things that I would enjoy doing as well.
Right. Well, good. That's important.
Yeah, and I think it's important to keep that stuff for when game design stops being fun, because it stops being fun and you need a break.
Yeah, definitely. And
Speaking of which, let's have a break from podcasting.
Yeah, good idea. Let's take a break from podcasting by not podcasting anymore. For now, but, anyway.
We never... Well, for the next, like for today.
Well, yeah, for today. All right. So, yeah. Social media.
At Grunners Love Games. I am at
Ben_04. And together we are at BCT_podcast. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. And
do it.
Get some sleep. Bye.